Proclamation number 8117, dated the March 5th, 1962. The soul's individuality. For the sake of complete clarity, I want to give you a further explanation. The spiritual being I brought into life, that is, which I externalized from me as something spiritually tangible, cannot be denied individuality. This being was created in my image. It was externalized by me into infinity as entirely separate. It was self-aware and therefore also recognized itself as a thinking being with free will. It was a miniature of me myself, but so minute compared to my fundamental fullness that one can indeed speak of a tiny spark from the fiery sea of my strength of love. And yet it was an individual with self-determination, except that through the influx of strength of love it was constantly in contact with me, but it did not hinder the being in any way. It was free and full of light and strength. It was a divine creature which had come forth from me in supreme perfection and from my side experienced no limitation of any kind. Any limitation or restriction of its light and strength was caused by itself because it was able to make its own choices. And the same also applies to all spiritual beings which the first created spirit brought into life through its will with the use of my strength. They, too, was supremely perfect. Every being was conscious of itself and thus an individual which was able to be separately and fully independently active in the spiritual kingdom and free will. Hence no being was bound to me and my characteristics by force. Every being moved freely and separately within the spiritual creations and was inconceivably happy. If therefore a fall of the spirits is spoken of, a descent of the original spirits into the abyss, it should be understood such that the beings refused to receive my illumination of love, that they rejected the flow of my strength of love, which ceaselessly poured out of me and permeated everything with light and strength. They no longer accepted my spirit, my love. They separated themselves from me deliberately but would never be able to fade away again because they were and will forever remain my emanated strength of love. Each fallen original spirit was a being in its own right, an individual, and will remain so for all eternity. It strove away from the eternal light, from the primary source, and therefore deprived itself of all light and strength. But the original spirit remained the being which once came forth from me in supreme perfection. Even if the infinitely long process of guiding the spiritual being back to me, where this being is dissolved and its tiny particles have to go through all creations, all these particles come together again and, after endlessly long periods of time, form the self-aware being again, the fallen original spirit. So that shortly before its perfection as the human being's soul it can make a free decision again as to whether it wants to return to the realm of the blessed spirits or whether it will infinitely prolong its return again as a result of its own opposition. However, the self-aware being, the human being, shelters the soul the spirit I once externalized, which will always and forever remain the same individual that once originated from me. It was perfect and chose the abyss of its own free will, but it did not cease to exist. It did not become fragmented. It is and forever remains the self-aware being, with the exception of the path of return through the creations when its self-awareness is taken away. When it is dissolved and in the state of compulsion takes the path of higher development. And even if the being has to travel the path through the creations more than once, it will always remain the same self-aware being which once turned away from me, which rejected the strength of my love and thus deliberately separated itself from me despite the fact that this can never happen because everything that emerges from me will always be inseparably connected to me. Thus the apostasy of the spirits is also to be understood literally. The self-aware being I once emanated fell because I did not stop it and because it was able to determine its own fate and free will. And this spiritual being must return to me again in supreme perfection if it wants to unite with me in order to be incomparably happy forever. For as soon as I can permeate it with my love again, it will also regain its original state. However, it always remains aware of itself. It is lovingly united with me and yet a free being which nevertheless has entirely entered into my will and therefore can create and work with me in inconceivable happiness. Amen.